Da-dum. Starting right on time, so the music start broadcast, start recording. And waiting for the music, here it comes. We got to have our opening song because we got everybody ready. Here it is, my God, we've got the opening music. This is Dr. Fred's show starting up. Time to run to the refrigerator and get your glass of milk, your beer, or your wine, or your best friend if you got them on ice. This is the time we get the people on the ice. Buddy Boo is here. Michael Hamilton, formerly with Kenny Loggins, singing on the Voyager album produced by me and him, actually. He actually co-produced it. So here we are. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Whatever show. March 26th, 2010, 11, 12. Doesn't seem to matter anymore because it's all there. It's all a date. We've been a little bit busy. I got Steve Barish on the phone. Are you there, Steve?
Sir, how you doing?
I'm a little tired, but, you know, it's amazing how many days I can go without sleep when I'm doing radio shows. Yesterday, I had to, the day before yesterday, I had to do the Power Hour with Joyce Riley, which is, she's a co-host with Alex, not Alex, but what's his name? I'm so tired. On the Genesis Network, he's Alex Jones, and I had to get up at 5:30 for that show, and then do it for 2 hours, which is great because it reaches millions. We were getting call-ins from all over the world practically, and then this morning, which was the next day without a night in between. Remember, yesterday I got up at 5:30. This morning I had to get up at 2 o'clock. And do another show from 2 to 4 on KCET, which is a huge network down here from Northern California to San Diego. It's the whole west coast of California. It was a huge show.
Right.
Finished that a little while ago, and now we're doing this show. So the topic has been many things that we've written about in the book and things that I've talked to literally hundreds of callers. In the last 48 hours, they all need projectors, they all need receptors, they all need Star Wars. It's amazing how many people are getting hit by these government waves right now. I don't know what your feedback is for that on your end of the nation back in New York, but I'm telling you, I was overwhelmed. We had, when I hit the subjects of depression and voices in the head, you know, the lines, we could have never answered all the phone calls that we got. Hundreds.
Yeah.
I was doing 15 calls every 5 minutes just to get one-liners in. And, of course, when everybody calls in, they want to explain their life story to you and why they're there calling in, and then you don't have time for that because you got, 500 other callers on the line.
Right.
That's what I've been going through this week, which is great. It means, we're obviously getting popular, but... The cost of it is I'm a little bit tired tonight, a little bit. Tonight I'm looking forward to going to bed and not having to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, which I've had several days now.
Gotcha.
How would you like to do this kind of a regime?
I wouldn't mind if I stopped massaging.
Yeah, I guess if you stopped it. I mean, you know, I don't function till the afternoon after this. I go to bed. I can't sleep because I'm so wired. Like the other night when I did Coast Radio, that show was from 11 till 2. And then I always listen to it, and that means another 2 hours or 3 hours of listening, so that puts me at 6 o'clock, so therefore
right.
I don't sleep that night. I mean, every time I do these shows, I don't know, I get wired on because I get so into them. I really love doing them. I love talking to the people.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean,
right.
The toll on the body is that, you know, you're so amped up, and I don't take Valium or drugs or downers. I don't do that.
Right.
I just have to come down naturally, and that just is just like you have to just go out and crash and burn at some point.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to all week?
Well, it's been very interesting, Fred, that you're talking about depression, because this whole week, I must have had 6 or 7 people that were very, very depressed. And I think that has something to do with the government. I don't think...
Oh, it does. I mean, I've been covering that. Yeah, it totally does.
And,
what's his name? John Hall, Dr. John Hall, that was on the Art Bell show the other night. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Right.
John Hall, he's a psychiatrist, AMA, he's a medical doctor with a PhD on top of a medical doctor in psychiatry, which is
right.
A medical doctor field, that's the highest you can get. And, you know, I respect medical MDs because, I mean, that's 15 years of your life of college. I don't care how smart or dumb you are, you go to college for 15 years, you get a PhD over at MD. He has 2,000 patients right now. I mean, he's coming on the show. I just haven't had time to book him because these other shows I've been doing. But he's
right.
got 2,000 patients right now that are being hit from all over the country that are being
right.
hit by these ELF waves from these government satellites. 2,000.
Yeah.
They all have the same symptoms and blah, blah, blah. Some of them have been on prescription drugs. He takes them off prescription drugs. He wants to learn about our technology with the receptor, and I don't have time to educate all these doctors on what we do to prevent all this depression. There's just not enough
right.
time in the day right now. I mean, we are in high
right.
demand.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, that's kind of what's going on. I enjoy the hell out of it, but it's so
right.
sad to have to bring out a product to keep people sane so they don't kill themselves or do homicidal ideation where they kill their friends or something like you. You know, kids in the schools, like Derek, Dylan Klebo and Derek Harris. I mean, it's just like Eric Harris. It's like, wow. And now
right.
first they did it in the high schools and the grade schools. Now they're hitting the general populace. That's how it's kind of escalated in a big
yes.
way.
Yes.
So that's what's happening. And you guys out there, you ought to call in and talk. If you guys are depressed, call in and talk to us tonight. That's where we're
yeah,
at.
Yeah, we're more than happy to help you out. I'll tell you what I've been doing, Fred. I've been noticing a lot of energy coming in, tremendous positive energy. And I've got 2 chakras in my hands that have been opening up for the last few years. And I noticed within the last few days, I've got pyramids that are about 2 feet high coming out of my hands, beautiful colors. And my clients are getting better very fast. In other words, people that are depressed by the time they leave, they're grounded, they're balanced. So something is happening very, very good with the energy. It's just that some of the people just not, you know, they're just not capable of getting better right this second. I think what you're saying is correct, that the energies that are coming out from the government are really creating a lot of havoc.
Yeah,
it's me, but it's with, you know, there's a lot of people that I work on, even the ones that aren't depressed are thrown off, you know, they're out of balance, they're out of whack, their chakras are shut, so there's a lot of things that are happening out there, and of course I put them back in balance and open up their chakras again, but there's something really heavy going on, and what that is, I don't know. But I keep on balancing them. They keep on coming in. They feel great when they leave. They come back 2 weeks later, and they're out of balance again. So something
that's we're developing a product. I'm working with Dr. Jeff Sutherland right now. He's a West Point graduate, presidential appointment. He's
right.
the most famous He'll be on the show, by the way. He has cell phone cards for about 15 countries, and he goes all around the world. He's booked up 2 years in advance. He's consulting on the QBAM project. Actually, he's part of my new company that's making the QBAM, but we're also at StarTech Technologies. You know, we have a couple of machines that we can put out in an affordable price to clinics, and we're modifying them now to have all this new technology. He's got all of the codes, all the virus codes from the government for all these different viruses. And those of you that are out there, everybody out there, you know, it has a swine flu right now, and there's a huge amount of people. The swine flu, you get it, and it's like a rhinovirus, but it almost goes away, and then you get it again. It reinfects, and that's because of the parasitical elements that are in it, including Ebola, which is a very strong virus. So we've got all the subcomponents to all of that, and we can electronically, we can take a digital photograph of you, have you send it in. We put it in a machine. We take it, if you want to take a digital photograph of your house, which now we go into the what's called the T. Galen Hieronymus patent, and also clean your house. He had to clean my house, and we're going to have a product on the market soon. Now, the average person can't afford it, but we'll have a clinic for you to go to very soon, within the next 60 days, that you can get treatment, and you won't have these problems. But that's what it's got. You know, that's what it's gotten to. We're on top of this. I'm working with the best specialists in the world, and then in the interim, everybody needs to get a receptor to build up their auric frequencies. And Dr. Jeff Sutherland, I might let you know, world famous, the number one virologist in the world, recognized that way by everybody, including the owners of Microsoft even recognize him, even consults for them at $5,000 an hour, wears the projector, wears the receptor, uses these products, swears by them. And we'll soon, he's got several websites where he sells some products, we'll be carrying our products. That's how influential our products have gotten. The number one specialists in radiology in the world are using our products now.
Right.
And I'm laying the names out. And you can, anybody out there, Google Dr. Jeff Sutherland. Send him an email and tell him you heard his name on my show. He'll probably answer it if he has time.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're there. We just got to get the people woke up now, you know?
Well, I think they're waking up, Fred. I think they really are. And, you know, I looked on the Internet again at your necklaces, and they're really beautiful.
What do you think of the new one?
That's gorgeous, Fred.
Absolutely.
Where
do you see
gorgeous.
The next two that are coming up? We got two more that are going to be on there within a week. You're going to...
Really?
Oh, we got one for heart patients. Oh, yeah. Where do you see... It doesn't even resemble the one you saw. These are entirely different. The one heart patients, people that have had bypass, circulation problems, we've got a special design to stop the blockage, the lowering of cholesterol, just designed for that. It's a professional series, not for the average guy. You know,
Before
we had the Sapphire, which would work on the DNA structure and help the heart and work the energy and basically relieve the stress that led to the heart condition. This deal is with a condition.
Right.
And we're not making a medical claim because we don't deal, you know, people have to heal themselves. That's very important. But we can deal with the source or the precursing energy of the stress that led a person to have the cholesterol problems, led a person to have these blockages in their body. And we can address the stress through vibration. And that approach is called quantum biology. Hello.
Right.
So not only do we talk about it, we have a whole new product line to deal with it, and we make no medical claims because we don't have to. We deal with it on a level. And when Barry Sears wrote the book, The Zone, we made millions and millions of dollars from it. He showed that there were precursors to the hormone in the body.
Right.
The hormone in the body is the first level of biochemistry that possesses consciousness, i.e., sexual, steroids are for, you know, the solar plexus to give you energy. Thinking of that is, you know, and meditation is melatonin and serotonin in the third eye and the pineal gland.
Yes.
These things we addressed with our products, and we were able to make tremendous headway since 1981 and received patents for this stuff.
Yeah.
Now we're jumping to a whole new level. I'm surprised. I'm blown away. You know, I really am. Not because I did it, but my guidance has led me, and the specialists that I'm surrounded with have led me, given me an opportunity to do this advanced in what we do now.
Right. The energies are really something else. I'm doing some new work, Fred. I really wanted to talk to you privately about it, but I guess we can talk about it on the air. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Fred, I'm looking into the third eye, and when people come in with troubles, the third eye will open to the area that's having a problem, and I'll be able to see the spine or the back or the front or the legs. Whatever is really hurting them, whatever is really in that area, I can actually go to that part of the body through the third eye. It's almost like a television.
No, I understand.
That's some new,
go ahead.
That's some new work that I'm doing. Of course, I've been doing DNA work for some time now, where the DNA will actually come right out of the body and we cleanse it and goes back in. But the third eye, I've never seen anything like this before. It's almost like a television, Fred.
No, let me explain that to you. Can I explain that to you?
Absolutely, Fred.
Okay,
I'd
let
like
me
to know.
That to you and our audience out there. And I've got this. We had a big problem getting our book out, Death of Ignorance, the first book I bought. We've added some illustrations. We finally got the book out. It's in a beautiful form now. It's better than it ever has been. Death of Ignorance. I wrote it in 79.
Right.
It explains the television effect. The television effect works like this with the pineal gland.
Okay.
First of all, in the spine, you have electrical fields moving up and down at a particular wavelength based on your personality, which is based on your fingerprint pattern. You follow me?
Right.
You have and this is the new machine I have, identifies that in a person and applies it. So what happens is this energy runs up and down the spine, and so what happens is when you start working on a TV, what we call a TV or television effect, it works like a cathode ray tube. Now, a cathode ray tube was invented back in the time of, what's his name that discovered the electron? I forget his name right now, but off the top of my head, but I'll remember. J.J., whatever, I'll remember in a minute. They took imagine a big long jar, okay?
Right.
And the end of one end of the jar, it spreads out and gets twice the size and has a gold, a glass cap on it. The other end of the jar is just a jar. On the other end of the jar that's just a normal jar, like the bottom of the jar, is a cathode that emits electrons, okay?
Right.
These electrons are accelerated down to the neck of the jar and with what's called a deflection anode are spread out and hit the face of the jar, which would be bigger. You follow me?
Yes.
So it's like a cathode ray tube, so the face is that. So on the face, they have phosphorus. So what happens, these electrons hit the phosphorus, and it produces an image. But you have to modulate the image. You control the image. So on the way down the neck of the tube, you have what's called a horizontal and vertical electromagnetic coil that works, that causes this beam to sweep back and forth and up and down, and that produces the image. You follow me?
Right.
Okay, so in
that's
the human
spine,
the base of the brain, the base of the spine has cerebrospinal fluid. And what happens is when the cerebral spinal fluid starts to go up through the, it's called the ida and pigala, but it goes up through the actual flows through the joints of the of the bone, the electromagnetic energy of the aura starts accelerating electrons from the base of the spine up the spinal cord, and when it gets to the brain, the base of the brain, there's a part of the brain that's called the pons, P-O-N-S, it's pyramid shaped, spreads the frequency out across the gray matter. The gray matter acts like a screen, and all these images and all these impressions are recorded on the screen. You follow me? Vertical and horizontal deflection coils are hormones regulating at the base at the bottom of the neck. They're regulating the different hormones that are coming up there to cause the hormones now are acting electronically to cause a, cause an image.
Yes.
So the image is what a person sees in their consciousness, in their higher self. And I laid all this out in my book, Death of Ignorance. Those of you out there that want it, it's I think it's $47 or something. It's a hell of a buy. And you can learn how this works. And that's what you're describing. And I wrote this in 1979, so obviously we've come a long ways. Now we're looking at it holographically and quantumly through biology. But, man, we have the foundation here at Paradigm to lay it down in hard science, any scientist,
right,
doctor,
right.
And all these doctors like Jeff Sutherland, they all understand what we do. They totally acknowledge what we're doing is right friggin' on. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
It's exciting.
I believe that, Fred. Yeah.
It's very exciting. But
yes.
It took a while for, you know, for this to catch on, you know, like about 30, almost 40 years. The company's 36 years in business now.
That's fantastic.
So we're having a lot of
fun. Yeah, it's exciting being able to see all this and to be able, you know, to explain it to you, and then you can explain it back to me scientifically. It's really wild.
Yeah, well, at least you get
really
it, you
wild.
Know.
Yes.
Don't.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I just said a lot of people don't get it.
Well, it's a shame because, you know, through meditation you can do so much, and you can really open yourself up very, very well with meditation and just let yourself go. You know, it's the idea of using the brain is just to let go, and it's so amazing how much stuff can come to you. And that's what's happening, Fred. I just every week I'm growing. It never stops. It's constant growth.
That's kind of like a D-ride at Disneyland now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really wonderful, and I attribute a lot of this, believe it or not, the new stuff, I'm actually contributing to the necklace, to the projector. You know, when I first put this projector on, Fred, I was actually going through the back of the projector to the front of the projector and looking out through the projector. Now I don't know why I do that, but for some odd reason, I'm guided to do that. And it's just, you make a connection with these necklaces, and the necklace becomes you.
Yeah, it does.
The fun part of it, you know, that's really the fun part of it. So there's so much to learn from these necklaces. And the idea of the nuclear receptor or super receptor is that the energies that are coming through, even negative energies, are actually turned positive. So it's just wonderful to use these necklaces and really know what they do.
Yeah. Let me tell you what's funny. The other night when I was doing the, you know, a lot of people thought it was Alex Jones on the air because her show runs up against his in the morning.
Right.
Now, the first hour, I started at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it
right.
was 8-something, and so that means on the East Coast it was 9 o'clock to
right.
to whatever, and so
right.
the first hour we were pretty successful with the show, Joyce Riley's
mm-hmm.
show, and then
right.
the second hour, the government had already, you know, because we're talking Alex Jones here, we're on his network, his show. You know,
right.
actually, our show ran into his show, so he was a little late starting, right? As
yeah.
soon as the government tuned into what we were doing, they took the connection down, the radio connection down, 3 times. We went off
wow.
air. Yeah, yeah, it's a true story. You know, just go on, look up the Hour of Power on his network. And we went down 3 times. It got to a point. Where this is when the audience starts calling in, and we have thousands of phone calls, and
right.
thousands, she was going to do a rerun, and the comment from the studio engineer, because I'm working with a studio engineer, it's a big network, you know, it's a big network,
right,
I got engineers, and they said, you know, Dr. Fred, we've never, even with Alex Jones on, we don't go down this much. Occasionally, they'll knock his show out for a few minutes. And it got to
yeah.
the point where Joyce Riley was saying, like, my God, we're going to, like, not be able to do this show. You know, but we just persevered after 3 knocks
right.
by the government knocking us off the air. Finally, they gave up because we just kept coming back. You know what I mean? I have to take a 5 or 6 minute break while they got everything going again. But they
yeah.
knocked it down, just like they did when I came out with my book. They knocked my website down, the whole website down. All my emails got knocked down when the
right.
came out. So I'm telling
That's
you, you know, there's some resistance here. And there would only be resistance if we're not, not preaching to the choir, but preaching to the gospel of the
right.
need to have the truth,
Right.
It's really interesting. Yeah.
Right. That's wild.
Yeah, and by the way, anybody wants to call in, it's 888-815-9756. Call in 888-815-9756. We want some people out there to talk to us on this network. I don't know what's wrong with the VBS listeners. They don't call in enough. I mean, all these other networks, I'm flooded with phone calls, and we need more participation on this network. And people need to call in and explain their problems to us, or have their friends come on the air and explain their problems. I think there's a bunch of gold diggers out there that just want a free ride. And if I'm going to continue with this show, I want to hear from people, and I want feedback. I want to, I just demand it at this point.
Right.
So how is your patience doing?
My patience, there was a little bit of depression this week, but basically they're pretty joyful. I mean, it's just, it's really good. It's really, really good, Fred. I have quite a massage base, as you know, and they're really having a lot of fun. We have a lot. We laugh a lot in the room, and we kick around with jokes, and we see the energies, and it's really wonderful. So it's a lot of fun to do. You know, it's just
Tremendous
to have fun.
No, I agree. Fun is important. I guess I do this for fun, but lately. You know, I haven't had time. You know, I have this little collection of motorcycles, and I just realized that I get to ride a motorcycle now about every 4 months.
Right,
and they're all
dirty
out there. I've collected these things half my life, and I need to go out and clean them. I don't have time to clean them because I'm doing these shows. I'm trying to put this energy out. I'm saying to myself, what am I doing here? You know, I don't want to lose track of my own life getting other people to have them.
Hello? Yeah, we have somebody calling.
Hello, Dr. Fred.
Hi, how are you doing?
This is Mario from Chicago. Oh, I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
How's the mafia doing in Chicago these days?
I wouldn't know. I'm not involved with them, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe with a name like Mario, you know, you might be the opponent of Al Capone. So what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. I was just calling. I actually had a question for you and Steve regarding a nuclear receptor.
Yeah, go ahead. Give it to Steve first.
Basically, I was just wondering if I could be muscle tested for a new stone. I've been wearing Peridot for about 3 years now, and I was looking to send it back and switch up stones.
Yeah, it's time.
What kind of stone are you
wearing? I've been wearing Peridot. I'm not sure what one I would need next. I was leaning towards amethyst, but I wasn't really certain.
Yeah, so you obviously had liver, kidney issues back in the day when you put the stone on.
Right.
Okay, so Steve, where's he at now, man? It's been how long, 3 years?
Yeah, about 3 years now.
A lot of DNA changing. You should be way beyond the paradox.
Right.
Or in the grave, one or the other.
May I ask you a question? What kind of stone are you wearing now?
I'm actually not wearing it because I played some basketball and the bridge actually fell off, so I'm having it sent back to get the bridge rewelded. And I was looking for the stone then, too.
Okay.
So you're athletic. You play basketball?
Yeah, a little bit. Try and stay in shape.
Well, what do you mean a little bit? Guys like you say a little bit, that means like you're big playing a lot. So obviously you play hours a week to play.
No, 3 to 5 hours a week, you know.
Yeah, that's more than a little bit. Okay, so you're serious into basketball, which is good. Are you any good at it?
Oh, I'm decent. I would have been good if I would have made better lifestyle choices, you know. It's kind of tough in Chicago, not enough sunlight and stuff. And
yeah, I know that one. Yeah, Michael Dickerson's one of our big clients. He was on the Memphis Grizzlies for a long time, the point man, you know. So, and I work with other NBA players. I know you're not NBA, but I'm just telling you, a lot of them do wear our receptors.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. I heard a lot of people wear it, actually.
Yeah, well, cool. So, Steve, you're probably fairly tall, are you?
Yeah, about 6'2".
Yeah, 6'2". Yeah, you're a short guy, right. And you're probably in pretty good shape?
Yeah, decent shape, actually. Condition is a little off. Smoked a lot of pot in my days, actually. But
well, that don't matter. We're legalized to get in California now. You know,
smoking, I heard that.
I'll tell you what, a lot of guys in the NBA smoke pot. It's just don't do coke and crack and that shit. That's what really screws your muscles up. Pot will just relax you a little bit. I'm not a proponent of any drug, but I'm just saying that that's, if you're going to do one, that would be the best one to do. So anyhow, Steve, what do you think? What does he need?
I think he needs a, give me a second here. It feels like an emerald.
Oh, thyroid.
Feels like an emerald. He's a little deficient in energy. It's coming, it feels like the thyroid area, so I think that's what he needs, Fred. He needs something to give him a little pick-me-up.
What do you feel about that?
That's pretty much on point, because I just did some meridian testing, they told me I got Epstein-Barr virus and basically chronic fatigue syndrome.
Whoa, Steve, yeah. You nailed that one hard. Yeah. That was a nailer.
He needs that kind of energy. Yeah, he needs that kind of energy. That would be really good for him.
Yeah, you should also get the Pyrrolel, the trace minerals, in our vitamin formula. That will work. If you're not already on.
It's really, really good stuff. The idea of the trace minerals. I mean, I've been using your trace minerals for about 8 or 9 years now, and I just love them, Fred. When I order them, I order them like, you know, a lot of it. I order 4 or 5 bottles at a time.
Yeah,
it's going to be
I introduced this to Pete Carroll before he went to Seattle in the NFL, and they wanted to do this at USC. They wanted it bad. I gave them some bottles, but because they're using Gatorade for electrolytes, right? Everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line was, it's just too expensive. Gatorade's cheap. You can dilute it. I talked to the guy. I mean, I watched him dilute it. There's a guy that runs around and feeds these players and stuff. But the Pyrrolel is really what you really should add on if you're going to get the emerald. You should start taking that. It would be the athletic choice drink for electrolytes for high energy and because it works perfectly with the receptors. I would definitely get the Pyrrolel if you're going to switch over to an emerald. And also, you might even look into our newer series. You might want to trade your thing in if there's any value in it, because it's broken, you said. And look at the new professional series that we're coming out with. And maybe you might want to upgrade at some point. That's up to you.
Definitely.
Look on our website. In about 3 or 4 days or 5 days, we'll have 2 more units up there. So we're specializing not only in the stone, but also in the bridge. We're reconfiguring the entire receptor now.
All right. I'm going to definitely look into that. I was going to say also, I purchased a master crystal from you about, I think, last year around this time.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, any additions I could add on to it? Nothing else. Not like a quad system, but anything else that would basically supplement it.
Well, you know, with a master crystal, do you have projectors yet? Have you gotten the projectors?
No, actually, I didn't feel comfortable purchasing a projector yet because I wasn't totally in control of my thoughts and stuff, so I didn't really. I was going to wear the receptor a little bit longer.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I would go into the professional series because. The professional series, that's the new one, and I'd probably get the newest one, that one that's on there, if you've seen it or not. It's called The Negotiator, and I would get that one. I'd get it with a gold bridge. It has a gold-plated bridge on it. It's really trick, and I guarantee you that thing will kick some butt with you, and that's what I would go into. And what it is, it's a blend of the scalar wave technology that's in the receptor and the projector quantum entanglement. It's a half and half kind of thing. You know what I mean? So therefore, you could keep the one you've got. We could change the stones out in it for you, which is no big deal. But this thing would be, it's less expensive than a projector, but it would be a definite bridge for you. You know, I would look. It's called a negotiator, but it's a great athletic piece. Yeah.
All right. I'll definitely.
You're a candidate for a new product line is what I'm saying. We'll go ahead and take care of what you want to do now, but I would definitely be looking into this, and you don't have to go way out in space and get into a projector, because this thing does a little, it's like the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I definitely appreciate you guys' help and all that you guys are doing out here.
And don't forget the Pyrrolel. You need that. Yeah, we appreciate you for listening in, calling in, because, you know, it's so funny that I do all these other shows, I get 10,000 phone calls, and on my own show, I get 4 or 5 if I'm lucky, because people just need to get more involved, and you obviously are involved, and you're seeing what we're doing. And we appreciate it.
As you guys say, I try and do my due diligence, basically.
Yeah, no, you're doing great.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is tough sometimes, like I say, with the harp and all the other stuff that's going on. It definitely gets tough, but I guess that's the way it goes.
If you want to catch any of what I've been doing on these bigger shows, go to Ustream and, you know, Ustream.com and type in Dr. Fred Bell, or the Fred Bell Show, I'm sorry, Fred Bell Show, because all these shows I've done, I couldn't do them on a speakerphone, but you'll at least hear half the show. And there's a lot of good information on these shows because they're hours and hours long.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I try to keep up with all of that stuff that you put out. I purchased the Inside Track, and I got all the other books. So.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of good information. It's kind of just hard to keep it all retained.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for me to remember what I wrote in these books. When I'm sitting there doing a big national or international show, I got my Inside Track in front of me for reference because I can't remember all the stuff I've written about. Because when I do my research and write about it, I can't retain it all, you know? It just doesn't work. Do you have the Death of Ignorance book in your collection?
Yeah, I do have Death of Ignorance. I'm kind of reading, though. I never really got fully through it, actually. Definitely some good stuff in there about the iron and the blood formation and all of that stuff.
All in, right?
I don't know if that's me winning this stuff. Well, I'm going to let you guys go, so I want to talk to you guys, and I wish you guys the best.
All right, thanks for calling in. Keep the mafia under control back there in Chicago.
Will do. You guys have a good day.
You too. Yeah, Steve, God bless these guys. You know, I bet he's good at basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's 6'2". That's tall enough. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, we need more phone calls, folks.
Oh, we'll get them. One of these days we'll have, I used to have too many, you know. The phone number is 888-815-9756, and we don't have that much time left, so we better get a call in because we'll be cutting this short work. I'm actually going by Don's bidding and cutting off 5 minutes before the hour because it really screws up the next host. And we used to run over, you know, and that's just not fair for the guys that, these other hosts. Yeah. So you got your car out now and you're running around or what?
No, actually not, Fred. It's very cold here. It's about 34 degrees now. So during the day, it's nice. It goes up to about 45. And then during the night, it goes down to about 34 or 35 degrees. So I just don't want to take it out yet. It's been raining like crazy, and it's cleaning the salt off the roads. So. It's not a good time to take it out yet. But it will
be. I think you don't want to salt your car up unless you got an undercoating. If you put undercoating on it,
right,
it ruins the beauty of it. But sometimes it's necessary, you know.
Right. You know, the necklaces, that new necklace, I'm going to try one of these days as soon as I can see the other ones that are coming out.
Oh, yeah, I think you're going to like the Ankh is coming out.
Yeah.
And the heart chakra is coming out, and I'll have them out in the next couple of weeks. I would definitely look at both of those.
Yeah.
The Ankh is going to feed your psychic abilities, and you're going to freak when you see it. I mean, this you saw what a big variation the negotiator was from the regular line, right? It's a big change, right?
Yep.
Okay. The Ankh and the heart chakra, the heart is called, are just...
Right.
Big and bizarre change as from the newest one. They're all completely bizarre from what we had.
That's incredible, yeah.
Oh, they are
yeah.
bizarre. And
yep.
and all of this came to me one night. I was sitting in my office, and I don't know, I guess it was the Andromedans. Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you. It was about a week ago, I had two Pleiadian ships come down here and hover off the property. And Mikhail came out to look at them. We had two beautiful ships hovering over our ranch. Beautiful ships.
Wow.
One stacked above the other. I have not seen that in 20 years.
Are they back now? The Pleiadians back?
Yes, they're back. I had a contact with them. It was awesome, you know. But I don't know if this new line, I think it was from them. Because what happened was, the way this new line came about was about February, early February, And I'm sitting in my studio working, and all of a sudden, the old communication, like not Andromeda, but Pleiadian occurred.
Right.
And they said, get your pencil and paper out. I said, what for? And they said, just get it out. And they said, you need to have an addition, an additive to the receptor line. Now, if it was projectors, I'd say it was Andromeda. But the Semyonti gave us originally the you know, combined with my NASA experience on this, because we played around with the stuff over there, stuff that I did with Pat Flanagan. All this was summation to bring out the original receptor. And now they said, we got you're going to do something brand new. So I got my pencil and paper out, and I drew these five new designs.
And then
they explained what they were all about. And then I gave the designs to my jeweler, who's actually a machinist, and he freaked out, and he said, this is the most sensational stuff that's come from you, because it kind of bridges the gap between the receptor and the projector. He said that. And he's not into this stuff. He's just a machinist and a jeweler. He likes the money that he gets from it and all that, but he doesn't understand what it's all about. He tries to. He pretends to, but he doesn't. And it costs a 40 hours from the time he gets a concept from me to a finished product. 40 hours, and then several other people, and he does it. And he doesn't get paid for it. He'll get paid for it when the product comes on the market.
Yes.
But he's got to invest about $2,000 or $3,000 of his own time and money to his own employees to get this product out to where he can produce a prototype. That's how much he's into it.
You know? I think the new necklaces are taking us up a couple grades of energy, to be honest with you. I think that the energies that are coming into the new necklaces are a lot higher than the ones that we were wearing before, I'm afraid to say. I think it's a much higher frequency. At least that's what it feels like to me right now.
Sounds like another caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hey, this is Wes from Florida. How are you guys doing tonight?
Down here in Miami land. Or you were in Orlando land, I forget.
No, it's Central Florida, and I went on your website and saw the new negotiators. Those look cool.
Yeah, well, wait to see the next two that are coming up. You know, so you like them, huh? Do you have
they look
right?
Yes.
So what do you think of the new
and
stuff? Do you get a feeling from it by looking at all?
Hey, well, I want all your stuff. I'm really impressed by the stuff I already have. I have the receptor and a projector, and they made a big change in my health and a lot of things. So, and I'm really sold on it. And so I'm looking forward to buying the new ones. So I'm trying to get my wife to buy into it, because I just wanted her to keep pace with me a little bit. And she can see with her health.
Spot. We have a lot of clients.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
But anyway, I'm gonna buy your that new release of The Death of Ignorance. I've listened to a few of your shows where you're talking about it, where you mentioned that one of the guys that had won the Nobel Peace Prize had read it and all that.
Oh,
and,
that's true. Yeah,
get
he
that.
Won the Nobel Peace Prize back in when was that? Like 81 or 82, somewhere in there, early to mid 80s. And it was a doctor, and it was in medical science. I have all the documentation on it somewhere, but it's true. That's a true story. It was a great, because I'll never win a Nobel Peace Prize, but it was really great to have a Nobel laureate call me up and say, hey, man, you did it for me. That was cool.
Well, anybody reading your books, man, it's very impressive. I love reading them. I'm still studying them. I just wanted to know, what was Mikhail's reaction when she saw those ships? Does she freak out, or does she just calm about it? Or?
Well, she just got out there as they were leaving, unfortunately. And she was sound asleep. And I had to shake her out of sleep to get her out there. And she didn't really get the view of them. And what happened was I went down to get my camera. I figured, these guys, the Pleiadians, normally don't last very long. You got to 5-10 minute window, and they're gone because we're right next door to the Marine base over here. And but they kept hovering. And so I don't know quite what her reaction was. She'd have to tell you herself, but she's seen some pretty amazing stuff because we were flying in a private jet a few years ago around the country down in Arkansas, and she took some pictures of the most fabulous UFO stuff you've ever seen in your life. We have all that. We haven't ever put it up on the website because we don't want to space people out. So she's but she's had her first experiences since she's known me over the last 6-7 years. And she thinks it's pretty cool. At first, she was a little timid, like a lot of people are. But I think she's getting more and more seasons to it. You know, I think she's personally, I think that eventually she'll become a contactee herself. But that's between her and them. You know, I don't have anything to do with that. But I think she's on her way to do that because she's a strict vegan. She's never had meat in her life. And her frequency is very high, affected by the lower frequency people, which is, you know, she's, you know, she uses our stuff to overcome that. But eventually, with a person of that caliber, will probably become a contactee in her own right. I just don't know if she's quite ready for it because she's still pretty young. But I think in the next decade, I think she'll get more seasoned, and she'll probably be probably doing quite a bit of that kind of stuff because I think that's coming. You know, I really feel that the ET world, I think this divine intervention with the Andromedas is on its way, and I just think that they're going to really blow out this whole new world order stuff that's going on. They're already starting to negate a lot of the satellite stuff. They're wrecking satellites. They're doing a lot of stuff I don't talk about. I just talk about what the government does. I don't tell you how their ship gets wrecked, you know, and screwed around with. And there's going to be more and more of that. I'm holding off on that until it becomes pretty hard to acknowledge it's not happening. But right now they keep it classified, of course. But I know what's happening, and they know what's happening.
Well, I know there's a lot of dark things going on, I know I'm waking up. And
yeah, this planet's a snake. It's non-sacred. It's a non-sacred world. So there's dark things have been going on here for a long time. And, you know, eventually, you know, the sun's shining up there. Eventually the sun shines in everybody's soul, and they get to radiate that light. And we're coming to that point. But right now we're having to cull out or get rid of a lot of energy here that doesn't belong in the sunlight, that tries to make an illusion that they belong in it, but they don't. Like the Trilad, Tavistock, you know, all the programs at Rand. I mean, I could go on and on and on, that pretend to be in the light, but they're not. And pretty soon they're going to realize that their candle's going out. And that's when we can start to rock and roll. And that'll happen around the next year, 2012, about 2 years from now. But I don't see any kind of a, there's no end of the world or end of days happening. It's just the end of ignorance, end of idiot days, you know what I mean? And they're fleshing themselves out pretty good right now, actually. Yeah.
Well, man, I really love your show, and I hope you find some time to get on those bikes and to balance yourself out, because I know you're in demand, and
amen to that. You're preaching to the choir, but I agree with you, you know. I got the other day and rode it for a few minutes. I have a scooter. I got to get to that. But the motorcycles take a little more discipline. I don't take those out unless I've ridden the scooter first, because you got to keep your chops up to ride those things. They're big Harleys and stuff, you know. But I'm glad you're listening to the show.
I can picture you on that.
Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And all the other shows you've done and your books, it's awesome. And Steve, just hope you're doing well. And I'm gonna hang up, but I'll call back again next time.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good night, guys.
Night.
Bye bye.
Well, anyhow, Steve, you're not doing a show anymore, so how do people reach you these days?
Hello.
Another caller.
Yeah, hello. I thought we had another caller.
Well, good. What's happening?
Oh, the best day ever.
Now, who's on the air now?
Another Chicagoan.
Rick. Oh, another Chicagoan. More mafia.
Yeah, you know, we come in groups.
Yeah, I hope so. So what's going on with you? Where in Chicago? What part of town do you live in, anyway? Down on Rushmore Street?
Oh, no. Yeah, that'd be nice. Southwest suburbs.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 15 miles away from the loop.
You're out by the airport. Well, actually, south of the airport.
By the Midway Airport.
Oh, okay, cool. I know where that is. Yeah, one of my buddies down there, Buzz Walnick, lives down that way. I bought a Norton off of him one time. He produces that classic bike trader. I know your area very well. It's pretty over there.
Pretty.
What's happening?
Just going with the flows. I was wondering, my buddy called in, Mario. He just chatted with
Mario,
Greg a little bit. And it's his birthday today. And I was wondering if you had any astrological information to maybe gift him with.
Let's see, we're in March, and, wait a minute, we're coming April. We're right on the cusp of Aries. Wow, yeah, we're right on the cusp of Aries. We're coming from the emotional energies to the mental energies, and he's right on the cusp. In fact, he's almost, the 26th, I'm not sure what, I think the 27th is the cutoff date. Now, he's got the best of both worlds. He's a grounded Aries, or an enlightened Pisces, however you want to look at it. What do you got to say about that, Steve? And happy birthday, Mario. So what do you got to say? What's your feeling on that? Give us some intuition from the greater height, Steve.
Well, I think the energies that are coming in are really powerful, and I think also that the energies that these people are using now are a lot more than what they were using 2 or 3 years ago. And I think the nuclear receptors that people are wearing are really, really, they're absolutely excellent. And with this new professional series, I think we're talking about a lot of people becoming much, much more intuitive very quickly.
Yeah. Well, remember that the original receptor was designed to do DNA balancing. And we got a lot of clients out there been wearing them for 15 years.
Right,
so, and they're not quite ready for the projector because that's not where they're headed. They want to kind of like take their DNA into a, like an extraterrestrial or a super physical level. I should say super physical.
Yeah.
So Mario is already on his way. I wish I had enough money to give him one for his birthday. I can't, but maybe any of you girlfriends or wives, or is Mario married or has he got a girlfriend?
I don't think so currently.
Well, he needs to get a girlfriend to get him this receptor, the new one, so that he can have a strong relationship.
The newer receptor that you have out with the new pyramid structure is quite interesting. It's even more powerful than the older one.
Oh, yeah, but it's completely different. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. The DNA structure is different with the newer necklace. So I think... It's going to be wonderful, Fred. It's just, I think we're moving into a different dimension. And also, the projectors. The projectors are unbelievable. They're opening up to more energy, and it's more transient in terms of color.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. The projector, I don't know how long we've had it now. It's only been a small, short period of time. It's just slowly starting to catch on. And
yes.
I think that this new receptor series is a good bridge for a lot of folks, including me, because I'm thinking of making one of these up for myself and, selling the one that I've been wearing, because I like the one I've been wearing, but it's not doing the job it used to do. So I'm getting ready to make me one of these things. But I'm going to offer up mine at a good price, solid gold platinum with a yellow diamond. It's going to be available soon at a reasonable price, so I can get into one of the new ones. I'm not sure which new one I'm going to get, because I've got 5 designs, and I've got to see them all before I make a choice.
Yeah, you have to take a look at them.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question about, you said, the receptor wearing a little longer takes you to those super conscious DNA states. So what would the projector go to? I mean, quantum entanglement, but...
Where the projector goes, we always tell people that the receptor is like a battery charger, okay?
Yeah.
And then when you're, Mikkel went through this, and then you put a projector on somebody, they get so excited that they don't want, after they've worn the receptor for a while, their battery is so charged, they get to project their energies, they make a wish, it happens, they want to meet something, and it happens. I mean, it's phenomenal. But that only lasts a certain length of time, and then it crashes to a stop because the energy frequencies of the body need to be recharged, so the receptor recharges it. With the idea of the new stuff, is that you don't have that crashing thing. And the other thing is, when, you know, some people wear the receptor and projector simultaneously. I've tried it. It doesn't work for me. I got to wear one or the other. If I wear the receptor, it's like the battery charger's on and you're running your motor and your car has a generator and it's already charging your battery. You don't need it. So I've run into that conflict. So this new one is kind of a bridge between the existing one and the projector, where people can wear them both, or they can wear this new receptor and get some projector-like experiment, the experimentation or feeling. In other words, it has a quantum entanglement function to it, whereas the old receptor did not have any quantum entanglement. It's strictly old scalar, C-A-L-E-R, wave frequency stuff. The new one is a combo of the projector. It's not the full voice of the projector, but it's a bridge. And we needed to have that bridge. And that's why I think the Pleiadians gave it to me. We got to get off the air.
So, oh, all right. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling in. I'm sorry. It's 5:56. You know, we get so carried away with ourselves, we just end up having too much fun.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. So, Steve, you got to go. I'm going to hang up. I'm sorry to everybody. We don't have more time. Sunday night show is fun. And, you know, we're already over the limit. And the next host is going to suffer if we don't. So you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. We appreciate it. We got to get off the air. My number is 1-800-729-2603. And how do they reach you, Steve?
At 585-746-8321.
See you next week. Bye.